Out to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about social media and the beef industry right after this.
Right now, you can get an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500 on new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and zero-turn mowers. That's right, an instant fuel rebate up to $2,500. Or financing as low as 0% APR on select Kubota machines. So, what'll it be? Fuel in the tank or money in the bank? Learn more at KubotaBuyerDays.com or see your local Kubota dealer today. Hurry, Kubota Buyer Days ends June 30th.
Do you own minerals in Oklahoma? Do you own oil and gas royalties in Oklahoma? Have you ever wondered what the value of your property might be? How do you find out the value? OklahomaMineralBuyers.com will provide you a free, no-obligation estimate of what your property is worth. It's simple. There is no obligation. Just visit our website at OklahomaMineralBuyers.com. Contact us today. Let us help you determine the value of your property. Remember, our name says it all. OklahomaMineralBuyers.com.
Social media is a great way to get a message out very economically. Mike Deering is Director of Communications for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, employs just about everything when it comes to the world of social media, including a little-known aspect of Twitter.
Twitter has a lot of different options. The Twee Audio, which we use, is a free podcast service of Twitter. Again, that's not new. That's been around for about 5 years, and several other groups use it. For example, the National Farmers Union, I think Farm Bureau uses it. So several different groups. We definitely find that podcast very handy on there. There's several other benefits of Twitter as well, like the Tweet Bubble, where you can do bubble tweets of video, where you can do like a 10-second video and tweet that. So there's several different cool little aspects in the social media world like that.
Deering tells us that while Twitter limits the number of characters in a tweet, an audio or video submission is a little bit different.
I think once you start getting over that 7 or 8 minute mark, it cuts you off. So it does have a restriction in that regard. And then also allows you to be able to subscribe to iTunes. So people can not only subscribe to your podcast, but they can get on and subscribe through iTunes, and it's all done for you. Some groups pay a lot of money for that, but we try to be pretty conservative. So we try to take advantage of those free opportunities out there to do the same thing that costs a lot of money.
Mike Deering says that while social media is the new kid on the block, they're not abandoning traditional media efforts, working with farm broadcasters like yours truly, for example. He does say social media gives them an opportunity to get beyond just the farmer and rancher audience.
We find that we reach a big agribusiness population, we reach a lot of media, and we also reach some consumers through social media efforts.
Now, if you go back just a few years, the first thing that really surfaced in the social media world where folks could share their opinions and thoughts and observations were blogs. They're still a big deal today, but smartphones, according to Mike Deering, are changing the playing field for social media in general.
63% of the folks in agriculture surveyed use some type of smartphone, be it a BlackBerry or iPhone, but they do get information from their phone. So that's becoming a great outreach as well, as they are starting to play around with their phones and realize all the different apps they can do. They're starting to jump onto social media. In fact, I would say phones are the number one way that farmers and ranchers do take advantage of social media.
Director of Communications for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Mike Deering. Mike was talking about Twitter there early on. We invite you to follow us on Twitter. We send out a lot of good information every day, agricultural information every day on Twitter at Ron on Ron. Give us a try. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, neighbors, it's time for Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. They'll be featuring over 500 head of fall calving cows, heifers, and spring pairs, plus a stout set of service-age bulls. The sale will be held Saturday, June 4th at 12 noon at the ranch just north of Cheyenne, Oklahoma on Highway 33. For more information, you can go to the website www.collinscattleservices.com or call 800-975-6313. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop production sale. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.